I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Advocates and supporters of rights for disabled individuals gathered at Queen's Park this week. They are demanding for the expansion of the Ontario Disability Support Program. This includes an increase of the monthly benefit and wider access for affordable housing. The current monthly benefit is $1,169. Anthony Frazina of the Ontario Disability Coalition said that that amount is unsustainable. He says that for several disabled individuals, the benefit is their only source of income. Further, he says that rent prices in the city continue to climb, and those with disabilities deserve homes that are both affordable and comfortable.
We last had the rates of ODSP raised in 2018 at a 1.5%, which hasn't been mentioned. The pandemic has wreaked havoc on many, but it most of all has impacted the lives of the disabled population. It is time to restore the faith in humanity and in one another by doing the right thing. ODSP may be their only source of income. It is time for income to become an investment. I believe in the power of allyship and inclusion. And on June 2nd, your vote matters. Thank you all for coming here today.
CGRU had the opportunity to speak with Frazina following the press conference. He is hoping his message will reach the ears of more politicians and a more sustainable part in party platforms moving forward.
We are here on behalf of the Ontario Disability Coalition, the ODSP Action Coalition, the Disability Justice Network of Ontario, and many more factions and coalitions to urge the government to raise the rates to at least a bare minimum of $2,000, which was the equivalent to the CERB benefit. We've been rallying around Queen's Park, speaking to our MPs, MPPs, and ensuring that, you know, government hears the disability community. We are the largest minority group, and we deserve to be heard, and we deserve to be treated with respect, integrity, and dignity.
From the MPs, what has been the response so far?
It's been quiet. We've heard a lot of things, but no action has taken place. So we're encouraging everybody that on June 2nd to vote, because votes matter, and ensuring that people with disabilities are treated fairly, with integrity, ensuring our autonomy, agency, and the right to self-govern is at the forefront of this conversation. People with disabilities are people too. And once again, we deserve to be treated with integrity and respect. Far too often, we are often to the wayside with our lives being in jeopardy and our lives being forced to make a choice between food, shelter, or clothes on our backs. It's time for the government to step up and ensure that people with disabilities are treated with respect.
The Ontario Disability Coalition, as well as other organizations like the Shelter and Housing Justice Network, are expected to be present for future rallies at Queen's Park and Nathan Phillips Square on affordable housing in the coming weeks. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.